listening to 106.7 WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Michael Vera, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Sam Hupp, the middle linebacker of the New York Giants and the most feared quarterback killer in the game.
This is Sam Hupp. I would like to welcome everyone to enjoy the new beginning.
We have a show for you tonight that will keep your attention, give you some pleasure, a lot of information, and all of the things that we've done over the years.
Now, I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
Next time on The Best of Don and Mike.
The next Elvis imitator I'm going to play for you.
This guy has sold 18 million records in Sweden.
As an Elvis impersonator?
Here is Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the song, 3 to get 3 9.
Do you have any intention of following the rhythm of the song, or...
Step on my blue suede shoes.
Hey, the Swedes love him.
Swedes are out of their minds.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, this is the Don and Mike Show, and you know that every phone will best be listening to the radio. They got more hours a day, Don and Mike all day. I just turn it on, it's time to catch a four-girl show. It's all right, cause I'm coming to bed. When I got my birthday spankings in the highway, looking at you, they can see the sauce was salad last night.
Stay cool.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, did your wife ever bang that guy at her reunion?
Did my wife bang a guy at what reunion?
Her high school reunion.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking about?
The guy that was calling your old lady.
How long ago was that on the show?
A couple weeks ago. She's a pig.
No. You're wrong about that. It was not a couple of weeks ago. It was more like a couple of months ago.
We ran that on Best of.
Well, he was an angry young man anyway.
Yes, he was.
I think we're hitting the pocket of turbulence right here.
240.
Okay, I'm going to have to call this guy back.
I think, it's like when they tell you to go back to your seat.
Right.
That happens on a radio show, too.
Everybody buckle up right now.
That's everybody getting slammed in that little segment there. I think Rob and Buzz were exempt for that one. But, I mean, if we kept on the line with these people, you guys would be included,
They would have gotten to us.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, people want to bust balls.
So you have to remember what time it is. You know, it's the end of the week, and it's what I like to call the lonely hour. So, when people are realizing that they're alone and they're not going to be with anyone, and that's when the angriness and the bitterness really comes out.
These are guys who don't have dates tonight.
That's I don't mind if a guy calls to bust balls.
Hi, this is Gil. Please leave me a message or press 1 to send me a page.
Yeah. Hey, Gil, you big pussy. Hey, big pussy. Hey, pussy boy. Call a radio show, say something about my wife, then hide, then hang up the phone.
Run.
Big pussy. Pussy boy. Hey, Gil the pill. Gil the pill.
Chill, Gil.
Gil. Gil. Eat me. Eat me! The bad part! You know what I mean, Gil.
Kiss the bad part.
Kiss it.
Kiss the bad part of your butt.
Come on, kiss it.
Kiss it real good, Gil.
Kiss it. Go on, kiss it. Now, Gil. Shoe fly.
All right, good call. All right, well, you're not
there. Yes, but that was a certain measure of satisfaction.
I do love that caller ID. Damn, this is the pettiest show on radio, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the pettiest show ever.
That's right. We're not beneath. Nothing's beneath us.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, y'all just got me rolling on the ground.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, turn your radio down. Maybe you'll stop rolling.
What if you're like that guy at SeaWorld? Listen, Buzz, I do have an update on that.
Really? With bite marks,
and
huh?
I want to tell you something. This is why I tell you to get the newspaper and to read the goddamn newspaper.
Okay.
This is in today's Washington Post.
Wow.
Inside the paper on page A10.
Okay. See, I had the paper today, and I didn't see that item.
All right. Mike, what was the number one question you've asked?
I asked if there were bite marks around the guy's crotch area because there was evidence that the whale had ripped off his shorts.
The man found dead, nude, and draped across the back of a SeaWorld killer whale was identified as Daniel Dukes, a drifter who lived briefly as a Hare Krishna in Miami. Mm-hmm. There was one bite mark on his body in his groin area.
Ah, there was a bite mark.
That occurred sometime after death, the medical examiner said.
Ah, so it was down around. I wonder. So the shorts could have been removed after post-mortem, as they say in the coroner's office.
The medical examiner said, when the whale used its razor-sharp teeth to rip off Duke's green shorts.
Duke.
Wow.
Okay? That's, Buzz?
Yes.
That's why I want you to read the newspaper.
I
want you to read it every day, cover to cover.
But he's probably a drifter and didn't have a place to live. So if you ever see a guy like that, you know, in your neighborhood, it's always a good idea. If you see him, ask him into the house and put up your Dukes.
Duke.
I'm sorry.
Duke. That's another word like for poop.
Yeah. Take a Duke.
I have a nice Duke. Like, look at that Duke.
Like, say hi to my brother-in-law. That's his favorite name. He's the first one that told me that one. He's like, oh, you got a Duke.
What a big Duke. I remember laughing when I was a kid. Do you remember when the NFL football used to have written on it?
The Duke. The Duke.
We used to laugh about that. Look, they're playing with a football that's the Duke.
The Duke.
Hey, listen, hi, what did you want?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When are you going to be doing another live show out at Nations?
I don't know. We got a live show coming up in a couple of weeks in Baltimore, though.
Not sure when we're coming back down to Nation, though.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's July 21st, where we will be at Dinosaurs outside Baltimore with our next Las Vegas-style show. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Don and Mike.
All right, see you later. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
My husband and I have been cracking up all week about your show earlier when you were talking about porn names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that, too.
Yeah.
My name is Buffy Grandview, and his was Blackie Vesper.
They're
See,
great.
What you do is take the first name.
Right.
The first name is the name of your dog, your first ever dog or cat.
Right.
And the last name is the first street that you've ever lived on.
That's true.
And that's how you come up.
I wondered if you guys knew what Ken Stevens' name was.
We didn't make it through the entire set, but I remember Don's was Shushu Norbeck.
Shushu Norbeck. And what was yours, Mike?
Louis Evergreen.
And Buzz, yours was?
The very manly George Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
What was yours, Robbie?
Pepper Park.
Pepper Park. Yours sounds like it would be a good name for a woman. I don't mean to insult you, but Pepper, you know, I think of Angie Dickinson.
You know, let me call Ken, as a matter of fact.
That is fantastic.
Ken Stevens. He's here today.
It's Tim McWilliams here, too.
Vice President and General Manager for CBS Radio, Ken Stevens. Although it's after 5.
Yeah. Like he was shot out of a cannon.
Already split.
Yellow.
Into his big old BMW.
Goodbye.
No, he's gone. He's not here. He's gone for the weekend. All right, let me try Tim McWilliams.
Tim McWilliams. Because usually it just works out great.
Yeah.
Be curious to know what Tim McWilliams was.
Hey there, Don. Hey there, Big Mike. Hey, Donnie.
He grew up in a neighborhood with mobsters, so this could be an interesting
name. Nobody's here. That's the problem. We're calling on Friday afternoon, and everybody's gone.
His name would be something like Duke 31st.
Everybody's gone. Let me just call up at the front desk and see who's here and who's
That's
not.
That's a good
here.
Idea.
So we don't have to waste time.
Infinity Broadcasting, WDFK.
This is the 12-year-old guy that's answering our phones right now.
Oh, do I hate this kid. You should have seen this kid today.
What did he do? You hate him already?
Yeah, he just stands around all the time.
Oh,
you're the intern with the streaked hair, right?
No, it's not streaked. It's just blonde.
It's highlighted, isn't it?
No.
Oh, come on. It's highlighted.
No, me and my friend, we did it, like, you know, we decided to do it for the summer for fun.
How old are you, kid? They have you on the front desk here. How old are you?
17.
How does a 17-year-old rate answering the phones on a major market radio station?
There's nothing else for me to do.
Has everybody else left the building?
Just about.
Hey, boy, whose intern are you?
The station.
He's the general station intern, and they're having him do all sorts of tasks around the building.
All I know is every time I come around the corner, he just stands there.
Is the lovely Colette still in the building?
No, she's on a break.
She's on a break, which means she's gone for the weekend.
Yes.
When I was walking into the studios today, the kid was at the front desk, this kid that's answering the phones, and I came through the lobby, and I said, hey, Homo Joe, how you doing? And I heard from behind the glass partition there, that's Homo Joe? You're Homo Joe? Oh, this kid's annoying.
All right, you just got to keep quiet. That's the best thing to do, young man. You keep those thoughts to yourself.
Okay.
How many of the salespeople are here, do you know?
Not many. Most of them left.
All right,
now
try,
wait. Now, Matt, you're not putting any effort. Let me teach you something about
try
effort.
Try breathing with your nose, not your mouth.
All right, you're not putting any effort. When you say not many, most of them left, that's not telling us anything.
Okay.
What salespeople are here right now?
I don't really know. I know.
Oh, bad
Andy's
answer.
Here.
We need an adult on the front desk.
How ridiculous is this?
This is CBS.
This is CBS radio. And listen to this kid. Beavis is at the front desk.
This is my first week, though.
It is your first week. We're not mad at you, young man. We're mad at the people that have put you in this position of responsibility.
It's ridiculous. What if I'm some advertiser? What if I'm Mr. Budweiser and I'm calling to make a $1 million deal?
That's right.
And, you know, and I have to talk to Bobby Brady at the front desk.
Has everybody split? Has everybody split today?
Many of them are gone.
No, a couple people are still here.
Who?
I don't know. I don't really know many people's
That's
names.
That's the second I don't know, young man.
What if Mel called? Now what who? If Mel who? Carmison...
Did you hear what he said? He said who?
Do you know who Mel Carmison is?
The big cheese, I guess. I don't know.
Right. What if he called? I pray that Mel calls today and asks for Ken or for Jeremy or somebody at the
station.
Ken's
not here.
That's right. And then perhaps when he calls, you can say, who are you?
No, I know him. I know.
Okay. So have you been able to figure out, is anybody there to help you?
No.
You're there all by yourself?
Yep.
Do you have any hair down there, son?
Oh, God.
Do you?
Yeah.
He's 17 years old. That's too young to be manning the front desk of a major market radio station.
You ever been?
Taught me. Colette's a good teacher.
You ever been laid?
I don't know. My mom's probably listening right now.
Oh, mommy's listening.
Oh, mommy's listening.
What grade are you in, boy?
I just graduated Woodson High School.
So you graduated early? Earlier than most of your compatriots. You're younger than most of your...
Oh, yeah. I'm a year younger. Than you're
a year younger. Did Mr. Coleman hire you?
Who?
Are you one of Mr. Coleman's boys?
No.
You know Jeremy?
No. Donna Caruso.
Ah.
My mom's best friend is Kimberly John Pop's wife.
Oh. All right, so it's a John Pop connection.
So you have the job here because you're friends with somebody. Your mom's friends with somebody.
Yeah.
There you go. Boy. Nepotism always works.
Right. Where are you getting credit for this internship?
Huh?
Huh? Where are you getting credit for this?
Now, John Pop is coming in to defend. I believe he's coming in to defend.
All right, here comes John Pop.
Here comes John
Pop, everybody.
Producer of the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Over 10 years of radio and entertainment experience. Hello, John.
And we can put that to work for you. I just want to say, since my name was brought up, that I did make a slight recommendation, but that's about it on this one.
Ah, so you're bailing out on him.
Actually, I didn't get the job at first. The guy broke his leg who got the job.
Yeah, he didn't... He didn't get the job.
What an effed up station this is.
Wow. Funny place to work.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
But he's a nice guy, I guess. I barely know him.
But his mom is friends with your wife?
Yes, she works with my wife. And that's how I found out that he was looking for a job, put him in touch with Donna, and the rest is history.
He's not getting paid, is he? Are you getting paid, young man?
$5 an hour.
Oh, no! Hey, listen to that.
That's injustice.
What is minimum wage in this country? Like $7?
$5.15.
What's minimum wage?
$5.15.
So they're paying you $15 short of the minimum wage. Oh, we're in trouble now.
Well, it's an internship, so, you know.
Yeah, it's an internship. That's why you shouldn't get any money at all.
Right. Yeah.
This is a funny place to work, man.
Sure is.
All right, well, thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend.
I'm a big fan of your show, though, guys.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, young man.
Thank you.
What is your name? Is it Beavis?
No, it's Cameron.
Cameron.
All right. Is Mr. Coleman here today?
Yeah, he is.
Hey, very good. That was the first question that was answered without I don't know.
Why don't you put me through to Mr. Coleman's office?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
See how long this takes.
I can't believe that.
Hey, pretty quick.
Hey.
Jeremy obviously is listening to the show. We want to thank you for that.
He's listening at full blast up there.
Jeremy, I'm a big fan of your show.
Why do we have a boy answering the telephones here?
He's 17.
He's a boy,
in
man.
In other countries, you know when you start to work in other countries, much younger.
This is not a Nike shoe factory, man. This is a CBS radio station. Really, what if Mel called? Who would be in trouble if Mel called and the 17-year-old was answering the phones?
It depends how he answered the phone.
That's right. If he said who, I bet there would be hell to pay.
But that wasn't your hire, huh?
No, no.
Hey, did we have to figure out Jeremy's porn name?
Yeah, Jeremy?
Yeah?
We need the name of your first dog and the name of the street that you first lived on.
That's right. Your first name is the name of your first dog, and then the last name, your last name for your porn name is the first street you lived on.
The dog would be Mackenzie. And the street would be Kensington.
Mackenzie Kensington. All right. That's a good porn name. Excellent. All right, thank you, Jeremy.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. There you go. Let's take one more call, then we're out of here. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, we're doing great, thank you.
I was calling because I have two things. The first one is, I used to go to Marymount University, which is very close to WAVA,
mm-hmm.
where you used to work, and I used to listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
I loved you guys.
Where are you calling from now?
Oh, I'm in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Beautiful.
And when I heard you guys down here, I was so excited that I hadn't even realized you all were syndicated. And so I was so excited to hear you down here. But I wanted to tell you, and I'm sure you don't remember because you do so many of these shows, but about, I guess it's like 1991, and this is so stupid that I'm even bringing it up, but you guys did a show at Lulu's. One time, and I'm sure you've done tons of them, but you did a show at Lulu's, and there's all kinds of different stunts people that were doing, and one guy drank a big bottle of jalapeno pepper juice or something, and then there was a trip to the Bahamas that you're giving away.
Honey, what's the point of this contact, this call?
Okay, well, my point was really that I just like to listen to you guys.
Oh, and we thank you for that.
All right,
and
you remember the show at Lulu's?
Yeah, I remember the show at Lulu's, and my friend and I did this big strip tease to win the trip to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Were you both women?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Listen, the only reason I even entertain this call is that it says, on the screen, it says, Karen from Greenville, she has big jugs.
Well, the guy that answered the phone asked me that, and so I do. So I
Wait, he answered the phone and asked you if you had big jugs?
That's the first thing Mike says to everybody that calls the show. You know, big goofy Mike, our
men
engine.
And women.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show, do you have big jugs?
Well, I said that, I said that really I just wanted to call and tell you guys I love you a lot, and
I love you.
Love listening to you.
Love
but
you.
I guess that wasn't exciting enough. I had to come up with something else.
Okay.
And so he said you have big boobs, and I said,
nice to see Mike is coaching our callers now, though.
But yeah, just let them say what they want to say, man.
Tell them you have big jugs.
Yeah, hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Dennis, what would your porn name be?
Kanna and Ethan Allen.
What was the first name?
Kanna.
Spell it.
C-A-N-N-A.
Kanna.
Yeah.
Kanna.
Shepherd.
Ethan Allen. And Dennis, a lot of people don't realize that for his first few years, Dennis lived in a furniture store.
Actually, no. Ethan Allen Avenue in Tacoma Park.
So your porn name would be Kanna. Actually, I guess it would be Kanna Allen.
If you want,
Kanna E. Allen.
Kanna Ethan Allen.
Kanna Ethan Allen.
Right.
You know, kind of a lame porn name there, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend.
Okay, have a pleasant weekend.
Bye.
Yes, Dennis.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
Goodbye, Dennis. Goodbye. Dennis, you forgot to tell us if you have big jugs or not. We know Dennis has big jugs.
Huge.
Gigantic. Last call, big milkshake machines. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike Show, you're the last caller.
Hey, how you doing? Is this Don?
And Mike,
how you guys doing? Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Just to let you know, my porn name would be Baby Ramona. And I just happen to be from Sacramento and San Francisco today, so I guess that sounds kind of fitting.
Beautiful. You have big jugs?
Nah, I'm working on it, though.
Okay, thank you.
And okay, that's a good one.
That's the good answer if you don't have big jugs. You say you're working on it.
Yeah,
you got to try. Very good.
Always growing. Thank you, my friend.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny F***K. And when Santa squeezes his fat, white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house. You're goofy. Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark? It's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
It's here and I like it.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
hello.
Guys, Mr. O'Meara. I have a question to ask you, and Mike as well, Don.
And
where does...
And then steamroll
the lovely
so
gentleman called.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it.
What? Hold on.
You said, Mr. O'Meara, I have a question for you, and Mike and Don as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What does that mean?
For respect, sir.
Okay.
Out of respect.
Okay, but you know that Mike's name is Mike.
It's the Don and Mike
O'Meara,
show.
Is it correct, sir?
Yes, you said Mr. O'Meara.
And then
you
Don
said...
Geronimo, is that correct, sir?
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
Well,
okay.
I'm just clarifying it, Mike.
He's mixed up, Mike.
Okay,
he's
I was confused a minute.
All right, very good.
He's all mixed up.
Am I forgiven?
Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You do know of a gentleman called Jerry Falwell, the biggest butthole in the world, right?
Yes, right.
Doesn't he not live in Virginia?
Yes,
yes. But he's
and
not a fan of this show.
Is he not one of these crusaders for... And I do know for a fact, sir, that he has a tremendous dislike for you people.
This is Bill Murray calling right now.
Hello, Mrs. Craig.
You're hiding.
No, I'm calling from Vegas.
I see you, you tramp.
You're wearing green so you can hide. You're a tramp.
I'm
calling from Vegas.
Okay, when you said that Jerry Falwell doesn't like us people, what people are you referring to?
Well, what I mean is, he doesn't like anybody that's free and liberated and open. You know, he's a very, very tight Christian.
Yes.
You know, his butt is squeaks when he walks.
Yes. So what can we do for you, sir? What's the point?
So what I was saying is that everybody is talking about the ABC board in Virginia, and I'm wondering if anybody considered the fact that since Mr. Falwell has such a burn that he could not be very influential with ABC because he does control a lot over there in that little Virginia.
Do your friends at Happy Hour listen to you when you're doing this?
Pardon me?
And do they nod and say, yeah, I understand, because we don't understand.
You don't understand?
Okay, let me...
Jerry Falwell, hold on.
Christian organization.
Hold on. I live in Virginia. Jerry Falwell doesn't run dick in the state of Virginia.
No, he's a televangelist. He's got his little groups, but that's where it ends. We're talking about...
He's nothing.
He seems to claim... That he has quite a bit of influence.
Okay, but I'm talking he has no influence. People know that Jerry Falwell is a jackass.
Oh, I know that.
And you've got your thing about Jerry Falwell, and it's not really directly related.
I have my thing about anybody that tries to interfere with freedom of speech and freedom of expression. That's what I have.
Okay, right on, sir. I'll meet you at the revolution. Okay? I'll see you there.
No, guys, I live in Vegas, and it's a lot freer here.
It's the fourth time he said that.
That's all I'm telling you.
Right. It's a very free society. You're very lucky to live in Las Vegas, sir.
And I was very fortunate about the fact to be able to speak with you guys.
And you believe in freedom of speech.
Absolutely,
which
sir.
Is terrific, even if that freedom of speech allows you to say something that's totally confusing.
And when this man hangs up the phone, he legally can go buy himself a prostitute.
Hear, hear.
That's fantastic, sir. Fantastic. What time will you be buying your prostitute this evening?
Well, I don't know. In Pahrump, it's legal, so if I drive out to Pahrump, I'd be able to do that.
Yes.
Yes.
So what time will you be buying your lady of the evening?
I'm married, sir.
And did you say that's Harumph, Nevada?
And I'm also a physician.
And did you say that's Harumph, Nevada?
Pahrump.
Pahrump.
Pahrump-a-dump-dump.
Pahrump.
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 What is the going rate for a half hour with a lady of the evening?
$25 per rump.
Oh, no. Those houses over there, they charge, I think it's $200 for the hour.
Shocker that you know that,
yeah,
Mr. Married Physician.
You knew that immediately off the top of your head.
Well, no, because they advertise it out here.
Right.
Mm.
It's in large advertisements. You'll see it all over.
Mrs. Gray.
You're hiding, you tramp. Well, listen, I appreciate the fact that you're behind us on this free speech thing.
I really am, sir. Really, believe me.
Jerry Falwell is just a total ass, and he has no say as to what goes on in the state of Virginia.
Well, see, when he comes here to Las Vegas for his seminars, whatever they are,
right? Listen,
he seems to portray the fact
Jerry
that
Falwell,
he's a great deal of control in Virginia.
He has no control. Jerry Falwell is a buffoon. Do you hear me? He's a laughingstock.
Absolutely.
Right?
We've got real people of positions of real power in this state that we need to think about.
He is a jackass of the highest regard.
Mm-hmm. Would a petition be maybe a beneficial in trying to change this law in regards to ABC? Because they do have a lot of control.
Would that be a petition or a partition?
Petition. P-E-T.
See, I know what you're saying was petition, but the way you speak, it came out as petition.
Well, I apologize very much. I'm from Italy originally.
Ah. Oh, you're from Italy.
Oh, you're from Italy.
You're an Italian.
I was born in Palermo in Sicily.
Oh, Robin. Palermo. Hey, are you mobbed up?
Now that's how you could. Yeah, that's how you could help us if you're mobbed up.
Don.
Yes.
I'm a doctor here. I've been here for 28 years. 30 years here in Vegas.
But just answer the question: are you mobbed up?
And I'm retired.
Are you mobbed up?
I'm retired, Rum. I had a
Did
nice
you ever give John Gotti state test? Did you? Did you ever put your finger in Sammy the Bull? Did you?
No,
sir?
But I did remove a few lead splinters.
Oh, did you really?
Absolutely.
Oh, and how many would you figure in your illustrious career?
In my career? Oh, I'd say perhaps maybe a couple of hundred or more.
Wow. So you are mobbed up. Fantastic. Now we have finally found a meeting of the minds.
Are you the kind of guy that late at night they can call you and come out there and say, hey, you know, Joe Pesci here's got a, you know, got a stomach, he's gut shot.
No, not any longer, sir. I don't do those things.
But in the past.
I'm a retired gentleman.
Like maybe like 30 years ago, probably statute of limitations has run
that
out or something like that?
Could have happened, yes.
Wow.
Cool.
Really?
That's a possibility.
Pretty cool.
You know what I say? If you guys have seen the movie Casino?
Of course, many times.
I tell you that I lived it.
Really?
Did you
give you an entertaining idea?
See, now we want to hear what you have to say.
Now it's all getting better now.
Who cares about all your Jerry Falwell crap?
I was born in Palermo, Sicily, by the way, guys.
Palermo,
Sicily.
I mean, right there. I mean, right.
Actually, in Santa Bella, that's a small community outside.
Are you 100% Sicilian?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my. That's it. He could be a made guy.
If somebody says to me, I'm Italian, I go, no, I'm Sicilian.
There you go. And that's right. The way the Sicilians feel.
Are you a friend of ours?
Absolutely.
Wow.
A complete supporter.
No,
he knows. He knows exactly.
Did he know?
Yes.
Are you sure he knew?
I believe he knows.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you see Donnie Brasco?
I've seen the movie, yeah.
So you know what I mean when I say you're a friend of
ours. Of course, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay, he knows.
Good.
Yeah, I'm well aware. I might say this way, Don, you might enjoy this. About 3 weeks ago, there was a lottery drawing at St. Vitus Church. And the gentleman that won the money asked that his name not be announced because he was one of the Murder Incorporated that was still around.
Oh, yeah. See, now you're scoring some points on this show.
Boy, that's way back when.
Here I was ready to hang up on you, just another feeble old man when you were going off on your Jerry Falwell thing.
Boy, back in the murdering. And do you know this guy that won the lotto thing at the church?
I do. And in fact, what he did is he gave the money back and put another $1,000 to it.
You call anytime you want to talk about how you're all mobbed up, okay?
I would say these guys that, you know, we're not, you know, we're still here. We're just a church praying that maybe if we did anything wrong, maybe we'll get to heaven if we go to St. Church.
Okay. All right, now this guy's really coming out of the show now.
Oh, yes, sirree. I love it.
All right, thank you, doctor.
But I can't have him living too much about me because I don't want to walk in the desert easily that anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
right.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. I liked it all the way up until the...
Governor Gilmore is not available to the phone this week, and there's no one in his office that'll come on the air.
Mm. All right, well, thank you for trying, though, Rob.
You know what I say to that?
What's that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
You're doing great.
This is Michelle in Las Vegas.
Yes, hello, Michelle.
Hey, just wanted to bring a good point up. Pahrump, Nevada. I'm from Northern California, Sacramento.
How much Pahrump?
Pahrump is like Rio Linda, just along the suburb of Sacramento. It's not all that. He's talking a big thing. It's not all that. It's just a little town.
And are there whorehouses there?
They are, but they don't advertise outside their building. There's a couple that say they're massage
parlors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So they don't have. I haven't seen any advertising for it. And I have a friend that lives in Pahrump, but I've been up there.
A girlfriend that lives in Pahrump?
No, it's a male friend.
Really? Is he a pimp?
No, he's not a pimp.
Is he a John?
No, he's from Northern California. His mom lives down there.
Oh, there are Johns in Northern California.
I know they are, but they're not as prominent as they are in Las Vegas.
If you were the type of individual that would like to frequent a bordello, would Pahrump be a good town to live in?
No.
It wouldn't?
Why is that?
Because it's like, I mean, you guys have been up to Sacramento. Have you been by Rio Linda?
We're talking...
Mike and I have been to some of the finest whorehouses in Sacramento.
All over the world, Don. Not just Sacramento. All over the world.
All over the world. London.
Yes, London. Then there was London.
And there was London. We have been to some of the finest whorehouses in the world, and we have found no finer whorehouses than we found in beautiful Sacramento, California.
That's right. Sacramento is my hometown. I love that place.
Right.
You're talking about Rio Linda?
Rio Linda. So, you know, what do you call six women from Rio Linda lined up in a row?
What?
A full set of teeth.
Ah,
okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I got a little shout-out for all the whores in Sacramento.
And the whores in Pahrump.
We got much love going out for you today.
Pahrump-pum-pum.
Much love. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, that chick doesn't know what she's talking about. Pahrump is fabulous.
Now, why is Pahrump so fabulous? And I'm looking forward to hear about this.
Let me tell you, I drive a cab on the weekends out here.
Uh-huh. You're calling from Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a couple Ruskies in my cab. Last Friday.
Ruskies, Russian guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Picked them up at a strip joint here. They, do you want to take me to get the prostitute? So I say, yeah, okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. Stop off at the truck stop on the way. It's like 40 minutes out. Buy a bottle of vodka.
Of course.
Get a good case of whiskey, you know, going on there.
Okay. Tell us about the Pahrump-pum-pum.
Well, it's a $50 minimum usually. Now, just... So you know, the cab drivers get 10% of whatever they spend.
Now, are there lots of places in Pahrump or just a couple?
There's three or four.
Four good ones?
So you get what? You get $5 on every head, if you'll pardon the pun, of every guy that comes in here?
Well, no. If they spend $400, I get 40.
All right, but if a guy goes in just for the minimum, you get $5.
Well, those girls are pros, dude. There's, you know, the minimum is usually, you know, $300 or $400. If they go in, you get a bath for $50.
Oh. You get a bath. How wacky is that?
Hey, Dennis would like that.
You go to a whorehouse and you say, "Hey, how much for a bath?"
So anyhow, I
oh, God.
Is that a bath where like the hooker gets in the bath with you?
Yeah, yeah, they wash you down, but they don't get naked.
Right.
Oh my.
Really?
These Russian guys spent like $3,800, so it was a nice take. Plus, it was a $200 cab ride.
So you sit out there and wait for these guys to get done?
Oh yeah.
So I mean, these guys,
well, they got a cabbie lounge where they got a soda pop machine and cable TV.
So if you're so inclined to go into the cabbie lounge when these guys are doing their business, can you have a little fun too while you're waiting in the cabbie lounge?
I could, but you know, I'm making my money. I'm not spending it.
Okay. So these Russian dudes dropped $4,000 in one night.
They were conventioners. It was all what do you call it, business write off? I suppose. I don't know. But anyhow, they got back late the next day. And we were really upset.
And you're saying that Pahrump-pum-pum is a good place to go?
It's
You said they were upset.
Why were they upset?
Yeah. Well, because they were late for their convention.
Oh, late to the convention. Yeah. Okay, I got you. All right, yeah. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Interesting.
Educational.
I seem to remember meeting a cab driver in Vegas who was funny. In fact, maybe one more than one, where I think Vegas, if I'm not mistaken, is a good town for cab drivers. You get a lot of guys that are, like, will talk to you, and they're actually from this country, and they're actually, they have a real...
Americans?
In fact, there was one, a buddy of mine, we're going to see, I'm going to sound like so gay, we're going to see Wayne Newton. But we're seeing him. We're going to see him as a joke, right?
I know. This is tell everybody. This is when Mike was in his very depressed stage between marriages.
Yes.
When one holiday, Mike says to me, because of me, he says, "Hey, you know what I'm doing? What do you think of this? Christmas in Vegas." Yes. And I said, "Oh, I don't know, buddy." He says, "I'm going to Vegas for Christmas. I'm going to see Wayne Newton.
We get.
He's going to come out in his astronaut suit,
space suit. You remember?
Yeah, of course I do.
He comes out in his space suit, and this cab driver didn't like Wayne Newton, and I never laughed so hard. This guy was just, first of all, it was a lot of language. You know, it was the F word. Oh, you're going to see that F word squeak. Oh, let me, that's the first thing. Where were you going, guys? We're going to see Wayne in. Oh, you're paying money to see that effort squeak? And he goes on and on about this, and I'll never forget. He was like, what a memorable cab ride. And then we got to the Wayne Newton show, and we went down to the front row. In fact, we tipped the maitre d'. Maitre d'! Maitre d'. We tipped him. We were going to go down, and we were going to laugh at him in the front row. And we sit next to a family from Texas, a mother, a father, and like a 25-year-old daughter who was not unattractive. And they sit down, and we're sitting there, "Hey, well, we got mom and dad here, but this is a very nice-looking lady." And that's when they said, "We've seen Wayne Newton 16 times in concert, and we are really, really big fans." And then the mother, who was literally, because they, you know, on those tables, those rows,
they cram you
in. They jam you down, and the mother, who's sitting directly across from me, looks at me and says, "You know, it's just so nice that this is good, clean entertainment, and we are going to have a fantastic time. If you've never seen him, you're in for probably," and she's just totally serious, "probably the best show of your life." And I looked at my buddy, I'm like, "Oh, God.
Oh, my God." Michael Maris' Christmas in Vegas.
That was a very dark period in my life.
I know.
What can I say?
I was right before the girl dumped you at the airport in where?
Not the airport. Dumped me in Bermuda.
He stood on his balcony and watched her plane take off.
Thank you. You guys, I'm glad you have memories.
We listen. Sure.
God bless all of you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Those are some of my favorite years, the Michael Barrett troubled years.
I know.
Much like you enjoy the story about me drowning.
Yes.
And me get my foot cut in the bicycle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love the story about how you're on your balcony at 8 o'clock in the morning having a beer.
Watching the plane take off.
Watching your girlfriend take off.
Watching the plane take off and then came back and did what I do. First day back, I told you the whole story right here on the air. Because that's the kind of professional I am.
Hello.
My tragedy was your amusement.
It was. It still is, Mike.
I know it is.
It still gives. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Yeah. I just talked to the ABC, the people at the ABC board.
Yes.
And they basically, it was really screwed up because, see, what they said was that, like, it was all your fault. They didn't accept any blame for it.
Right. How could it be all our fault?
They were saying, you know, like, oh, well, the lewd conduct that they perform, you know, should not be viewed by people. And I brought up the point that these people, you know, even the people that complain, they have to choose their...
Well, you know, let me just interrupt you here because it's one of the things I do best. Who is the ABC board to decide what's right for everybody?
Yeah, I know.
Since when do they have this sweeping arm of censorship to decide? I guess it's obvious they have the power to do it, but... How the hell did they get the power? We should take this power away from them.
That's why we need to talk to the governor, who is not, and nobody in the governor's office is taking our call.
No.
Yeah, my point was the fact that these people who are complaining, they're over 21, they have the right to complain, but see, the thing is, they don't have the right to take away other people's right to view what they want to view.
I'd also like to say, as far as I know, there's been no complaints about this. It's a show that hasn't happened.
I think when you spoke to it the other day, I think that their feeling is their right to dictate anything in an establishment that has a liquor license. That's where, really, I mean, everybody I've talked to about this, all the bartenders I've talked to about this, hundreds.
You've done lots of extra research on
this
for us.
Well, you know, as soon as this was happening, I felt that was my duty to the show to actually speak to bartenders and really speak to bartenders for a long period of time. Not, you know, not one of these 5-minute, you know, how do you feel deals, but maybe spend a good 2 hours and talk to them. It's my opinion that they have really total authority when it comes to any place that has a liquor license. That's the way it works.
Sucks, man. Sucks on ice. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, all right. Hey, can I just say one more thing real quick?
No.
Bastards!
Okay, thank you. Another friend made.
I thought he was credible right from the get-go.
We will be back in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.